News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, there have in recent months been a number of high-profile killings related to Ireland's drug trade and the criminal gangs behind that trade. It has led to the Gardaí announcing a new initiative to reduce those drug deaths. It's called Operation Tara. But how confident are people affected by all of this that the new operation will be effective? Someone who knows firsthand the reality of drug-related crime is Sharon Gervin from County Tyrone. Sharon, you might tell us what happened.
A relative of mine got involved with these drug gangs in Dublin, one individual in particular. So from October 2018, we had been under threat through text and phone calls. On March the 10th, at my daughter's 21st birthday party, there was 5 shots fired through the front of my house in an attempt to kill me and my family. The intimidation continued until July, and unfortunately again on July the 1st, as me, my husband and my 3 children slept in bed at night, there was shots fired through our living room and bedroom windows, again in another attempt to kill myself and my innocent family.
When you say your innocent family, a relative of yours had got into debt dealing with a drugs gang in Dublin, and this was the response of the Dublin gang, was to open fire on your home.
On apparent debt, he got into with a gang from Dublin, but that's the way they work. You can just be like we were, going about your normal life, and all of a sudden one day you get a phone call to say, you owe me this money, and we're going to shoot you, and try to intimidate the person involved. If you don't pay us, we're going to shoot your mummy. Intimidation has always been directed at me. I think that's what they think. If we intimidate the mummy, you know, the mummy will pay. They don't seem to go for the father. And when intimidation continued and they were getting nowhere, then up their game. They've no regard for life. It was a direct attempt to kill us on 2 occasions, and we're very lucky that nobody was seriously injured or killed.
How terrifying was that, Sharon?
It's horrendous. It's horrendous the way we now have to live. We're still actively under high risk of threat to life. It's horrendous the way our life has changed.
This isn't done and dusted for you. You're still under threat.
Unfortunately, this person still walks about now. He has been arrested on 2 occasions. How he's still walking the streets, I do not know. He was arrested for being linked to 2 serious, 1 gun find and 1 shooting, and he still walks the streets.
Sharon, do you think that the authorities, I appreciate you're living in Tyrone, but this was a Dublin gang, that there's a sense that the policing authorities have lost control of this situation around these criminal drug gangs?
Absolutely. They're out of control, apart from the fact these people have no regard for the law. But I think they now know that the law to them is irrelevant. The law seems to protect them. When people can get into their cars in a civilised society in Dublin and drive to a small town in Tyrone, you know, it's not just up the road, and shoot houses, innocent people's houses, and drive back to Dublin and go about their normal lives. It's scandalous that in a civilised society this is allowed to happen.
What more do you want to see done, Sharon?
They need to do so much more. I do firmly believe it's out of control. Anytime there's a highlighted case, we get these statements in the media that say they're putting in more money and they're going to get more resources, but this needs to be continuous. I really do feel the government need to act. There needs to be serious changes in current legislation. Legislation seems to protect criminals and this cancer to society. There needs to be work on the ground with the youth. There's a lure into this trade, the lure of money, clothes, watches, fast cars. These things all need stripped. The lure needs taken away. It brings nothing but death and destruction. We've seen how many people across Ireland that have got into this. Some of them have suffered the most horrendous deaths. And for innocent families, I think I'm not the only person. I'm one of the very few that speak out. But in all corners of Ireland, houses are shot. They get wee small clips in the side of newspapers. It doesn't make big news. But for people to have to live like this in society, it's mind-blowing. absolutely mind-blown.
All right, look, we'll leave it there. Mind-blown, it certainly sounds like. Sharon Garvin from County Tyrone. Sharon, thanks a million for sharing your story with us this morning.